Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can't leave out the pharmacists. They're doing it too. They're on the front lines. Frontliners are your artist of the day today. People who are braver than you and me and willing to put themselves at risk. That's Huey Lewis. I want a new drug. Okay. I have prepared my head. It will not explode. There is nothing you can do that will make my head explode. I am ready.
Okay. This is just for one competitive, either baseball or softball league south of Kansas City.
Okay. So it's semi-local.
Okay. Semi-local, sure. Mm-hmm. There are three pages of rules, which you have to have. These are children. I get it. And it is titled United Baseball Parents of America. Okay?
Okay.
And it says 2020 updated COVID-19 safety rules, guidelines to begin May 9th.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So some of these make sense. All players and coaches must maintain... Let me rephrase. This doesn't make sense. All players and coaches must maintain 6-foot social distancing.
In the dugout?
No, it just says all players and coaches.
Okay. How are you going to do that when the player is coming from the plate to first base? And does the first baseman have to run away?
You're going to have someone with really long legs on first base.
Who's going to play catcher? Nobody?
I don't know, Scott. It just
says... Who determines whether that's a strike or a ball?
Well, it's going to be hard to call those.
You know why it's going to be hard to call those? Because there's no umpire!
Well, no, he's just going to be back in the
20
stands.
Feet away on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
All right.
Teams can allow
three players in the dugout at a time.
Where are the other ones going to go?
Outside, 6 feet back behind the dugout and the fence lines. So I'm up to bat, you're on deck, and then three others can be, that's how I read that, in the dugout.
Okay, well, when the third new kid comes into the dugout, how does he pass by the other ones without breaking the social distancing?
We're going to get to that because the high five is no more. You hit a grand slam, one of these rules says, as you come in, there is no high-fiving or fist bumping.
Let's just cancel the season. I mean, come on, man.
You know, they have to sanitize the equipment. No players can share equipment.
Share a baseball.
I know.
Can you let me know before you're going to yell?
Please tip your hat to the opponents after the game from your dugout. We're going to tip.
That's fine. I'm okay. I'm okay with that one.
We need some good sportsmanship. There is no more good game, good game, good game, but not you. Right, good game, right, good game. Right, okay. Right. Here's the one that I giggled. Mound visits must maintain 6-foot distances. Base coaches must also maintain 6-foot distances, which whatever, base coaches, that's fine. But let's get back to the mound visit for a second, please. Let's say you are the mound visitor, Scott. And
okay, this is starting to sound a little dirty, but keep going.
I am the star pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a rough go. I'm throwing some balls in the dirt. They're bouncing them off the fence when I throw a strike. And so you are the mound visitor. Here comes Scott to Dana. What do you say from 6 feet?
Well, I've always liked to visit the mound, but I would say from 6 feet away, I'm not saying anything. Because everybody else can hear it.
Everyone is going to hear the mound visit.
I would
throw strikes. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said throw strikes. Come on, are you deaf, kid?
But they're still covering their mouth because they don't want them to read their lips. So they're just going to have to yell louder through the glove.
So through your mouth.
Listen, kid. You suck. Okay, I'm telling you right now. You suck. And your dad is going to kick you when we get home. But I need you to throw strikes, and I need you to throw them now. Sam, there's a video. Do you remember when we found that video years ago, Dana? Of the guy who would film the coach going out to the mound, and then he would do his own little voice of what he thinks the coach is saying.
I'm going to get to that because rule number 7 reads:
how many rules?
No coaches. Oh, there's 3 pages. No coaches will be allowed on the field to disagree or argue a call.
Let's just not play the season.
What they're saying is the whole chest bumping, I'm going to get in the face of the umpire, that's over.
I'm still trying to figure out if you have 3 kids in the dugout, which I think is bizarre, but I understand it. Where are the other kids? I don't understand.
Well, catchers will be asked to maintain a 6-foot distance from the front of home plate. The umpire will draw a line for the catcher to stand behind.
So basically, the catcher, if it's an actual strike, is going to get beaned every single time.
The ball will be in the dirt before it reaches the catcher.
Before it reaches the glove. That's correct.
Due to safety concerns, rule number 9 states there will be no stealing or advancing to home unless forced or batted in.
You didn't answer my question. Where's the rest of the team when the 3 kids are in the dugout?
Let me scroll to the next page of rules.
And how does the third kid get into the dugout when the other two are sitting there and one is left to go get in the on-deck circle?
I don't know. They're trying, but Scott,
just let it go.
Why not just say
your kid got COVID on the ball? Your kid got COVID on the ball, and he threw it at my kid, and now my kid got COVID, and I got COVID. Oh my God! Listen, I want life to return to normal as much as anybody else. I can't take it anymore. I'm losing my mind. But if we're going to have to incorporate these kinds of moronic rules, either let the kids play ball or don't let them play ball. And don't say you can't share equipment. They share a baseball. The baseball is thrown from one player. It is hit on a bat by another player. And then another player catches it. They're all touching a piece of equipment.
I know.
So either let them play and just say, you know what? Here's what America needs to do. And I'm being serious. I'm being deadly serious. There's no joke here. We either need to say, screw it. And we're going to take some risks, and people are going to get COVID. And if you get it, we're sorry. You're one more towards the herd immunity, but we're going to just say screw it. And if you want to continue to wear a mask or gloves or whatever, you can. I will. But for the rest of us, we're going to just say it's over. And we're just going to get COVID. We need to make a decision. None of this, you know, slowly inking back in. And the kids can play ball, but the catcher has to be 6 feet behind home plate so as to not – I mean, seriously?
They are going to sanitize the balls after every half inning.
Well, what about all the kids who just got COVID because they caught the one that the that
got hit out to the outfield? Umpires will sanitize the balls every half inning. It's the mound visit I can't get over. Just get rid of the mound visit. We ain't mound visiting from 6 feet away. My God. Can you imagine telling Major League Baseball guys to mound visit 6 feet away?
Well,
just,
no.
Just get some can phones and just two cans string, on a string.
The string can phone is not the worst idea.
6 foot it's string.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It might be the worst idea, actually.
Bless hey, can you hear me? Hearts.
Quit sucking.
Sam, when we go to break, can you see if you can find that video? I think it's clean. I'm almost 100% sure it's clean. Of the dad who does his own little play-by-play of the mound visit. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Either we want sports to come back or we don't. But here's a funny thing about sports. There is no such thing other than maybe in bowling where there is not shared equipment.
Golf.
Yeah, golf. Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely golf.
I can't figure out how golf is not back.
It is back. I play every day.
No. I mean PGA golf. 576-7798. Let's just play. Let's either play or not play, but I say we play. No. I'll watch from the comfort of my living room because there's no way in hell I'm going to a football stadium or a soccer stadium this year. But you guys can play. 576-7798. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. Really good point that just came out. So the catcher, the way I understand these rules, Dan, and this is for a local baseball association, south of Kansas City, I think you said. The catcher has to be 6 feet behind home plate, for God forbid anybody gets too close to each other. How does one tag another player out?
That's something they're going to have to let slide, no pun intended. There's no way to tag someone out without touching them. It's not possible.
And then I got this text just a minute ago. I have been to a lot of hang on, that's not the one. Where to go? Anyway, texter wrote, I coach Little League. I'm going to require them all to wear gloves on both hands. Well, that's fine, but the gloves mean nothing if they touch their face.
After touching the ball or touching equipment.
I mean, the gloves are basically skin if you touch your face. So it means nothing.
Now, some of these rules make sense. No more big jugs of shared got cooler water. Some of this stuff makes sense. But I think for most people listening, Scott, I guess the umpire is going to be behind the pitcher's mound, 6 feet distance, and it just says, please don't beat up on the umpires. They're going to do the best they can, calling balls and strikes from 6 feet behind the pitcher's mound.
Have you been to a Little League game? The parents can be brutal.
Well, and this is saying they're not putting up with any shenanigans. So that's actually good. Like, even the fact that the coach can't come out and argue balls and strikes, I think is fine.
First of all, I don't care if there's COVID or not. If you're a Little League coach and you're running out to argue balls and strikes with the umpire, there's something wrong with you. You might be living a little vicariously through the kids on the field. Listen, this is not the major leagues. This is minor.
We've all seen it. We've all seen it, though, Scott.
This is Little League. I know. Sam, send us to the phones, please.
Start with Brian and Waldo.
Okay. Brian. Hello, Brian. Welcome.
Glad to be on the show. My suggestion was, let's just do T-ball all the way up to the majors. Eliminate half the problems. just call it good.
Put it on a T. You ask the Royals, how do you feel about a T?
You're not going to have any mound visits because, I mean, if the pitcher screws up, you've got a problem with that T. You don't really need an ump back there to call to see if it's a strike or a ball.
Nope.
Because if that kid screws that up, then, well, you got to get the kid a different batter. You got to get a different one. I mean, and plus, it brings a moment of levity to all this craziness when you see, you know, someone, you know, a teenager or, hell, even an adult grown-up going up to a tee and trying to whack the damn thing. So, I'm just saying.
Damn you, tee!
Here, picture this. Billy Butler up at a tee. I'm just saying, picture that.
You're awesome. Sam, one more before we get to the break.
Denise in Warrensburg.
Denise, good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime.
I am dying in my car right now listening to this. This is ridiculous. What are we teaching these children? To be scared to go out in public? They can't play ball anymore with their buddies? I'm dying. I work in healthcare and I have diabetes, and you don't see me stopping my life.
But Denise, with all respect, I bet I see you being a lot more careful.
I am careful, yes. I probably wash my hands more than I used to. I mean, I washed them all the time anyway, but you know, this is just to change all these three pages of rules. Come on. And I was a mom at Little League, and I did scream and holler and jump on the fence and get close to the coaches.
But you're one of those moms.
Oh, yes, I am. I'll admit it. But I couldn't imagine a coach an umpire trying to call calls from 6 feet behind. That's ridiculous.
6 feet behind the pitcher.
I can't. I'm dying.
He or she is going to say, I think that was a strike, but maybe a ball. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just call the whole 2020 game until.
Look like a strike.
It's ridiculous.
You know the umpire is going to be thinking to all those kids, please just swing. Please just swing at that.
Oh my God.
Please just swing.
For the love
Don't make me call another ball.
For the love of Christ, swing or get hit.
It went towards the catcher.
I think that was a strike.
I feel bad for the catchers. You're right, Scott, because that ball is going to drop and just bean every single one of them.
576-7798. She's Dana Ryan. I'm Scott Parks. That goofball over there with long hair is Sam Stevie III. On KMBZ.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Interesting story here from Father Lee. They have like a Dear Abby kind of column. It's called Bank of Dad. Hey, Bank of Dad. Dan, I want you to answer this question, then we'll turn it over to the audience and get their thoughts. Hi, Chris. Hey, Bank of Dad. I know coronavirus has impacted everything, but I'm frustrated with my child's preschool. Some parents are talking about preschools during regular online gatherings, sending families materials with accompanying lessons and online extracurricular sessions, music, etc. But my preschool is doing next to nothing except sending out lots of emails regarding the school's finances. I am basically paying them to remind me to pay them.
Yeah.
This is harsh, and I know times are tough, but do I have to pay them?
I saw this on Facebook the other day. Somebody said, did you hear people are still paying? Now, are you paying to reserve your slot? Because like in New York City, where it is super competitive and you start applying for these dumb places when you're pregnant, that's very different than here. And I
so
know
you're basically paying to reserve your slot is what.
Yeah, I think like in a big city like New York City, you're paying to reserve that slot. Scott, I don't know what the answer is here because those are business owners too. But what if you're not sending your kid to preschool?
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for a service that you are not receiving.
What other service are you still paying for and receiving no benefit? Like, to their credit, Planet Fitness said, we're not going to charge you until this is over.
Okay.
And I do have a Planet Fitness membership. I also belong to another club. But now, in fairness to them, they're putting out daily workout videos. Okay. And I haven't checked my statement to see if I'm paying them or not. I can't remember if I am or not. But and if I am, that doesn't bother me at all because we're using those workout videos every single morning.
Right, but I think with the preschool, Scott, and it's been many years since we paid that bill.
Yeah.
You know, I would not expect you would pay a daycare provider if they are not providing care.
You wouldn't, and I don't use a cleaning lady, but or man. But if I had a cleaning lady or man, and they're not coming in, nobody's coming into my house except Kelly, her son, and the two girls. Those are the only people that my damn bathroom sink is clogged up. I'm not calling anybody to fix it. We're brushing our teeth in the kitchen right now because the sink is completely clogged in the bathroom. Nobody's coming in this house until this thing is over with.
Try just throwing some Drano down it?
Yeah, I threw a lot of Drano down it, Dana. Thanks for asking. Mm. Never thought about that.
Making sure.
Yeah. About two containers full of Drano, yeah.
I'm curious if you, like, run a home daycare, you know, and that is your source of income. My guess is that money has all gone away, Scott. That's my guess. I don't know. Because I look back at when we were paying for that, and it was... Mm-hmm. Thousands of dollars.
Well, you also had four kids, but yeah.
And so are you expected to continue to pay that during the shutdown? I feel like a lot of families would say, I can't afford to keep paying that when mm-hmm. the kids are home.
Well, we can get into some other stuff too, because there's a lot of talk going on today on the news about a rent moratorium.
Yeah.
And there's something else. And it's not that you're not using the apartment. You are using the apartment. You're probably using it more than you ever did. But you can't pay for the apartment. I can see both sides of that fence.
Yeah, because the owner of the building still has to pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm. But you're thinking to yourself, you know, cut me a break. You're the landlord. You must be rich. Well, that is not always true. That is not true. But I would love to hear from you guys about, you know, what are you still paying but not getting the benefit from? Preschool would be one, obviously. You could even make the argument college. I mean,
that's a big one.
I paid up front for Sarah's dormitory and food plan. Well, Sarah's been eating out of my fridge lately and sleeping upstairs.
Yeah.
The upstairs bedroom has become her new dormitory. And KU better write me a check.
I doubt that they will. I think they will roll it over to
That's exactly
semester.
What they've done. That's exact. And she's got an apartment that she's supposed to move into on August 15th.
Right. So rolling over a meal plan doesn't do you
doesn't
a whole
do me any good.
Right.
Thanks, KU. Thanks a I'll lot. Not everybody lives
I'll
in the
take
dorm.
Your meal plan.
Not everybody lives in the dorm for 4 years. In fact, no one does. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Let me go to the text line here and see what people are writing in. Would love to know what you're paying for. Oh, here's one that I just thought of. I have not heard a peep out of Sporting Kansas City.
And I have the Royals. Okay, the Royals, I think, came out today and said, here is the process we are going to move forward with if you have season tickets and you're out that money. I'm almost positive I saw that today. I'll look it up.
All right. Well, I have season tickets to Sporting Kansas City, and I have enjoyed all of one game this season. The season is over. Who are we kidding? I have not heard a peep from Sporting Kansas City regarding my season tickets.
Here it is. The Kansas City Royals began reaching out to season ticket holders on Wednesday about refund and credit options for game tickets affected by the postponement. They will grant refunds to ticket holders who purchase tickets directly through the team for games from April 2nd through May 6th, but you have to contact the Royals directly and request the refund.
I want my damn money back. Either that or give me next season for free.
Well, but their thinking is that maybe we might salvage something this season. I think that's a stretch. I think there might be baseball, but I don't think there's going to be fans watching baseball.
No. I guarantee you, Dana, even if Sporting started back up, nobody's going to go out there. Not right now.
Oh, I think you're wrong. We had a woman call in yesterday, and she's like 65. Remember? She has underlying conditions, and she said, the second the Royals play, I'm there. I'm done
she's
being
crazy.
Home. I'm
she's
going.
Crazy. She's crazy.
No, I think she just wants to live her life.
But, I understand. But, Dana, there's no way that the Royals or Sporting and maybe even the Chiefs are going to allow anybody into the field or into the stands, beg your pardon. You know why?
Look at me. I'm going to tell you about money. The Royals lost a projected $15,782,000 in ticket revenue for the 12 home games not played through April. $15 million, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, the second they can get butts in those seats, they're getting butts in those seats.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Because if one person contracts COVID-19, sitting in those stands.
They got it sitting in those stands.
They're going to sue the team. The team's going to have to settle. And as you always say, add a zero.
No, it's going to be on the back of the ticket now where it says, we are not responsible for a wiener to the eye. We're not responsible for, what's the other one? The baseball coming and donking you in the head.
Now they had
and
to put
we're
up
not
nets.
Responsible for COVID.
They had to put up nets because they're getting sued about the baseball thing, and that's on the ticket.
I know. It's on the ticket, and they will add COVID as well. They will say, look, there's no way to prove if you came in with it or left with it.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Have you ever taken a wiener to the eye?
No, but that one guy did. It detached his retina, and the damn lawsuit's still going on.
Yeah, that's weird.
Flying. Never mind.
Flying wieners all over the place. I mean, geez.
You remember that lawsuit? That thing stretched on for years.
Yeah. Thank you, 4158. Somebody picked a bad time to buy a baseball team.
Wow.
Poor guy.
Yeah. From what I've heard, he was trying to buy the team for a long time.
But he's never taken a wiener to the eye. He's always up in the booth.
You know it's on the back of the ticket. It might not be in that exact language, but there's something on the back of that ticket covering that very lawsuit.
We are not responsible
for
flying.
Thanks a lot,
wieners.
Slugger.
What's his name?
Slugger.
Sam, can you add wiener to the eye to Dana-isms, and we'll probably do that tomorrow. A lot of people are asking for some Dana-isms today.
Another big one is season passes to entertainment parks, and a lot of those parks are just
rolling that over. Yeah, Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun. I mean, people buy season passes to that stuff. Yeah.
They're just rolling it over through the 2021 season.
But I do have to ask, what the heck are they going to do at, like, Disney World? Think about a place like, well, Scott, with a bajillion people all shoved in a line riding the same roller coaster.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one business that I'm telling you, I struggle to see how you're going to maintain the 6 feet at Disney World.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. What have you bought that you are not benefiting from and you don't know if you're going to get your money back or you damn well want your money back? For me, it's Sporting Kansas City. I have season tickets. I've seen one match the entire year. And it was the first home game. And then they shut everything down. I don't want my money back. I'm cool. Just move it over to next season. Because there's no chance in hell I'm sitting in that stadium this year. No way. Just move me over to next year.
Ooh. What if they open?
Mm-mm.
And you say, because they're open now, Scott, and you say, no, I know we had a contract and these are my seats, but I don't want them. I want next year's. I think they could, and I don't mean sporting. I mean any venue could hold you to your end of the bargain, which was you said you were going to pay for this seat. We're now opening the seats. That's on you if you don't want to go, but you're still paying.
Okay, fine. If I find out that you sold my seat to somebody else, I want that money.
Why?
I called you and I said, I'm not coming back this season, but you're going to hold all
my... Can you imagine doing that with a restaurant reservation, that you have a reservation to eat there?
No.
And then at the last minute, you decide, I don't want to go out to dinner tonight.
And then
you call the restaurant. You call the restaurant, you go, oh, but by the way, if you seat someone else at that table,
I want their
money.
Dana, that is a horrible analogy, and let me tell you why.
That is one of the dumbest things you have ever said.
No,
on this program.
Is one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
We are not responsible for a wiener to the eye.
Dana, with a hotel reservation, I'm booking that with the promise that I'm going to show up and pay for it. With my season tickets, I've already paid for that seat. I've already bought the meal. Nobody else gets to eat it.
If I go into a salon and I've got my appointment and it's supposed to be Tuesday at noon, and for some reason I just don't go, mm-hmm. I get a bill. Mm-hmm. Medical offices are doing that now. If mm-hmm. you just skip out on a chiropractic appointment, here comes that $75 bill. I didn't receive a service. They are still charging me.
But here's the thing. I have already paid for that seat for the rest of the season. If somebody else gets to buy it as well, that's my money.
It most certainly is not.
You're crazy.
If
your
they
analogy,
are open for business, if they are open
your
for business
analogy is
and
terrible.
You say, well, I don't want to show up, but I'd like the money that you're getting from the other guy, you just didn't show up.
But
that's on you.
But,
that's
but
not on
I,
them.
But Dana, I've already paid.
It doesn't matter.
Did you pay for clock management?
No. 576-7798. Talking off the air, this just came in. We'll get to the phones here in just a second. NASCAR has announced they are going to start back up on May 17th.
Okay.
Listen to this. No fans in the stands.
Okay.
They're going to do 7 races in 10 days.
What's that mean?
That's a lot of racing.
Okay.
Now, usually racing is like the full weekend. You have a pole day. You have a practice day.
You pole on Friday or Saturday, and then you race on Saturday or Sunday. But they're not I don't know if they're going to pole in the morning, or I don't know how this is going to work, but they're going to do 7 races in 10 days.
And then don't you think people will tune in just watch on TV? Because what else are we going to watch right now?
People right now would tune in for cornhole.
I would tune in for cornhole.
I would tune in for cornhole if it was live.
They're replaying the Super Bowl game Saturday. We talked about that earlier.
On Fox 4. Yeah. I know we're going to watch it. Sam, send us to the phones if you would be so kind, please.
Josh in North Kansas City.
Hello, Josh. Good afternoon, buddy. Welcome.
Hey, boss man. I was just calling. I got a 3-year-old. She just turned 3. And my baby mom, my ex, she's out of work because all this stuff. I'm an essential worker, so I had to go tax exempt because there's, you know, luckily our daycare is still open, but there was a 3 or 4 day period that they closed down because one of the kids was running a fever until they could get cleared. And I ended up having to go up there and talk to the director of the daycare. It's kind of like a preschool daycare. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she told me no discount, no nothing. If that kid confirms COVID, they're closed down till for 2 or 3 weeks, and we're still expected to pay full price. That's almost $800 a month. And that's just absolutely ridiculous. That's like a lawn care company charging you to mow your yard, and then they only do it once a month. It doesn't make any sense.
Amen, brother. Amen. Sam, we got time for one more real quick before we get to the news. Go ahead.
Chris in Independence.
Chris, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey. Good old Santa Claus brought us the sausages. How are we going to be able to use those anytime soon?
Oh. The massage is a good one because I had a monthly subscription to one of those places, and I don't think they're charging right now, but you certainly couldn't. There's no way to social distance and get a massage. That's a great question.
Hmm. All right, my friend. Hey, do appreciate it. We're going to get to the news here in just a moment. Don't forget, tomorrow is Friday. And on Friday, right about this time, we do Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. The news is next here on KMVZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.